From Tidbits since September 15th, 2014, this is Eulogy for the iPod Classic by Josh Centers. Overshadowed by the excitement of Apple's latest product announcements was the loss of a long-standing Apple product. On September 9th, 2014, Apple took its website offline briefly to slip in a redesign, new iPhone models, and the Apple Watch. But when the site returned, there was something missing. The iPod Classic, which had been unceremoniously scrubbed from both the site and Apple's online store. The 160GB iPod Classic is survived by the 2GB iPod Shuffle, the 16GB iPod Nano, and the iOS-based iPod Touch. It's the end of an era, one that rocketed Apple from a scrappy computer company fighting irrelevance to a superpower in the worlds of computing, music, mobile telephony, and photography. While the iMac may have brought Apple back from the brink, and the iPhone made the company dominant, the path to Apple's glory began on October 23rd, 2001, when Steve Jobs introduced the iPod. Looking back, it was a surprisingly low-key event. There was no cheering, no elaborate on-stage demos, and the slides used marker felt as a typeface. It was a quiet launch for what would be Apple's first major foray out of personal computing. Reactions were mixed, and not too dissimilar to initial reactions to the Apple Watch announcement. Some even called the iPod lame. As the humble iPod gained features, the 30-pin dock connector, Windows compatibility, support for photos and videos, and split into numerous variants, sales soared. Hundreds of millions were sold, and many households still have an old iPod hanging around in a drawer. Alas, when Apple released the iPhone in 2007, followed a few months later by the iPod Touch, the fate of the traditional iPod line was writ large. Touchscreens, not click wheels, were the future of Apple's portable devices. Well, maybe that's not quite true. As iPod sales continue to sink, the Apple Watch, relying as it does on the click wheel's descendant, the Digital Crown, aims to take over as the next big thing. As for the void left by the loss of the 160GB iPod Classic, the new 128GB option for the iPhone 6 brings hope that a new iPod Touch is just around the corner with the same storage capacity. So while the iPod Classic may be gone, its legacy of putting massive amounts of music in your pocket lives on. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.